speeches, presented in the Year of Yes, as milestones of pivotal times and critical moments in her life. Page by page, Rhymes shows the reader how her Year of Yes experiment germinated, from the seeds of the idea to flower blossoms set in fertile soil. As the founder of Shondaland, the television production company that she launched in 2005, Shonda Rhimes is also the creative mastermind, creator, executive producer, and scriptwriter behind the four hugely popular television drama series, all of which have achieved cult-like status. Rhimes is a native Chicagoan from a large but close-knit family of eight. The youngest of six children, Rhimes showed great promise early on by expressing a talent for creative storytelling. What she studied in college did not come as a surprise to anyone. She earned a bachelor's degree in English literature and creative writing from Dartmouth College. She continued her higher education at the University of Southern California School of Cinema Television, where she graduated with a Master of Fine Arts. Rhimes lives in Los Angeles, California, with her three young daughters. Shonda Rhimes was twice honored in Time Magazine's 100 People Who Shaped the World, first in 2007 and again in 2013. She also made the list of compelling women in Fortune Magazine's 50 Most Powerful Women in Business. Rhimes' other notable honors include a Golden Globe Award and three Emmy Award nominations. She has also won an NAACP Image Award and two GLAAD Golden Gate Awards for her contributions and realistic character portrayals of the LGBT community. Summary. Hello, I'm old and I like to lie, a disclaimer of sorts. This memoir of Shonda Rhimes' path to self-discovery begins with her telling readers about her thirst for fiction writing. To her, a keen imagination is crucial for fueling her fire for writing stories and also for igniting the passions in her life. So she finds it apt that a disclaimer is issued first. She admits, yes, she lies, and yes, she revels in it. Lies were certainly not tolerated at the Catholic school she attended, and the lies she told there caused her an awful lot of trouble. But this proclivity for lying had been turned on its head, and Rhimes is now one of the richest women not only in Hollywood, but in the world. With her ability to lie so effectively and creatively, in a strange way, the lies have taken Rhimes from living in a quiet Chicago suburb to completely taking over ABC's Thursday night lineup and to the top of Hollywood's elite circle. By sharing personal moments with her readers, Rhimes' writing is similar to a casual conversation between friends. There are no formalities and no lectures. Among the examples of Rhimes's funny side are a recounting of the time when she had very little money and her thoughts went back and forth, trying to decide what was needed more urgently, toilet paper or a bottle of wine. It was the wine that won most of the time. Rhimes's honest and authentic voice calls out to the reader, making this self-help memoir less of a lecture on life and more of a poignant and deeply intimate read. Rhimes's extraordinary ability for fabricating stories helped her create amazing characters who are constantly engaged in the most profound conversations. She has even concocted words like vajayjay, first heard on Grey's Anatomy, and now the word is a widely used expression in popular culture. Grey's Anatomy was the first job that Rhimes had in television. It wasn't just a job for Rhimes, though. She was the writer and creator of that medical drama series. An ambitious but humbled newcomer to primetime television, she often asked for advice and guidance about Grey's. Many insiders that she spoke to described TV series scriptwriting as an extremely high-pressure job because of the strict deadlines. It takes about 8 days to produce a full hour-long television drama. There's no rest for the weary here. The next 8-day production is repeated the following week, and the week after that, until all episodes are completed months later.